if you truly love something, you want to hold on to it for as long as you can. Whether it's games, movies, art, whatever it is. And that was the scene for me, right? Yeah, I started playing video games or fighting games, and I got good at them, but I couldn't have gotten good at them without the people. You know, that the bottom line, no matter what you do, how you get good at this stuff, you always have to pay it forward. You have to pay it forward. And if I didn't have those people around me, to, you know, at Circus, Street Fighter Alpha 1, I couldn't even finish a tournament because I ran out of quarters. But, you know, I was a new kid on the block, and they're like, "Hey, kid, dude, you're doing good, man. Here's some quarters, man. Finish the tournament just so I can get bodied by John Choi." You know, so like all of that. Hey, how could someone that truly loves the scene, that got helped by other people, when you have no money, right? But they want to see you play because they see something in you. You know, like that's powerful stuff. Yeah, so rush that shit down. It just typically means to, you know, get in there and beat them before they beat you, right? You have to give it all you have, everything. Play as you have one pixel of life left. All right, so nothing phases you. All right, that was my ultimate style in being hyper aggressive. I would rush you down. You wouldn't even know what to do. Really, really difficult to figure somebody out if they're playing super, super aggressive and you get scared. And I just took that to a lot of, I would say, avenues of my life, right? I would go rush the job down, right? I would rush that shit down, go freaking write a rip a resume, be a salesman, go door to door and rush that shit down. I would go, you know, I would go to different departments and see what I need to do to improve. I would always want to learn how to get in there, right? Because, you know, if you're not willing to take these necessary steps, somebody else is going to rush you down. And that's not where you want to be, man. You always want to be on top. You want to have the fire in you. And that's what I had when I was young. I had the fire in me for such a long time. You know, I see a lot of flames, right, like in the modern times. And it's fantastic. And I'm glad that we can all pass the torch to one another, you know, to keep rushing that shit down. I see it every week through a lot of new players. And it's a beautiful thing.